concerns about job losses, PSA CEO Carlos Tavares promised to keep existing GM commitments to workers. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Make March your lucky month and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $30,000 cash. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. where you can win $555 every week in March. Lucky Five. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $30,000 cash. Imagine what you could do with extra cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion and let us help you get lucky. 10 winners will be drawn to win $555 every week. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Your luck is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only. And
good evening. This is Radio Wasteland.
That's correct. It is Radio Wasteland.
Nicole Marino, a sophomore at a high school in Ithaca, New York, has started an independent business selling Ouija boards through her Etsy shop called Positively Mystic, where she also sells planchettes, wooden necklaces, and runestones. Though her business started in September 2016, she is now getting national attention after designing and selling over 50 boards in 3 months. Marino said, "I was really curious about buying one, and I knew the only place I could really get one was Walmart. It's a Hasbro game, and I was like, this is really childish. It doesn't feel genuine." Marino uses a laser cutter from the Make Better Stuff workshop, a class offered by the Department of Environmental Studies at Ithaca College. "I work with witches," she said. "Half of my customers are some sort of spiritual denomination." On a fishing trip in Georgia with her grandparents for her brother's birthday, a 13-year-old girl snapped a seemingly harmless photo of her brother on the back of a truck at the Paradise Public Fishing Area. On the way home, while browsing the pictures, a strange, eerie figure appeared next to her brother in the photo. Take a look at the image and tell us what you think at RadioWasteland.us. The mother of a kindergarten student at Zablocki Elementary in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, said her 5-year-old son is having nightmares after his teacher used a Ouija board in the classroom. The furious mother is calling to have the teacher fired due to her son's nightmares and fear of the dark. The teacher wrote the mother an email explaining the situation, stating, "The kids have been asking for a scary story, and I got the board and moved the paperclip to answer some of their questions. They asked about scary characters in movies. I did not say there were spirits. It was all done in fun. I understand your concern. It was silly, and I'm sorry. I will take the board home, and this won't happen again." Public response was varied, with one woman saying, "Ouija boards are not allowed in my house for any reason. That's a way to drum up the demons. How dare it be in a school? I'd be mad." And a man on the opposing side stating, "What's alarming is the number of people who actually apparently think you can talk to spirits, and that they are upset over something so nonsensical." The teacher was removed from class and placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal investigation.
All right. So tonight's show, all about Ouija boards. Ouija boards. So what do you think of the woman using a Ouija board in the classroom?
I think they're going to need to get some more consent before they just go ahead and do something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, well, or fortunately, depending. I mean, I don't really care much about it, but the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and those who didn't care are probably not really speaking up, and those who do care are
getting all the
right, getting all riled up.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sean?
Well, I would have to say I don't have a problem with it, but then again, I am deeply irresponsible. So,
yeah, well, I mean,
you got to weigh both of those things against each other. But yeah, I would say I'm generally pro spirit, pro demon. So
you're pro spirit, and pro
yeah.
That's
I think
angle that I didn't know that we had represented on this show.
Yeah, so I would say anything that you can do to teach the school kids about the various pagan forces in this world is probably a good thing, right?
All right. Note to self, don't invite Sean back. That's funny. That's funny. All right. Or maybe it's not funny. I don't know. Do you, Yeah, I think that, I think all of this aside, I think this woman should have known better.
Yeah, that's probably
true. You know, Milwaukee seems to me as being a place where you probably should not use a Ouija board in your kindergarten classroom.
Yeah, this day and age. I don't
it seems to
no.
be.
No, probably. That seems pretty obvious, really.
Right. It seems nowadays that the less opinion in classrooms probably the better for most people. But,
yeah.
But I don't know. And Chris, you saw the image that was discussed in the news of the ghost?
Yeah. Now, was that the same girl that made the Ouija board?
No.
It was a separate...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Different little girl.
Yeah, it looked a little Photoshopped to me.
You thought it would look a little Photoshoppy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was potentially the trees just kind of aligning themselves in an odd way. If you're interested in seeing the photo that we're talking about, check it out at radiowasteland.us. Scroll down a little. You'll see the image. And it's basically a girl has taken a photo selfie of herself and her brother in the back, and next to him in the trees is this ghostly-looking thing. It kind of looks like, you remember They Live?
Yeah.
I think it kind of looks like the baddies from They Live when Rowdy Roddy Piper put the glasses on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
There's a lot of pictures like that floating around. I think most of them are probably tricks of the camera,
Yeah, I think so, too. I think people that research paranormal stuff in general, from UFOs to ghosts to Bigfoot, that, they probably have a massive amount of fraudulent material to
There's a lot of noise and not a lot of signal, but...
Right. I like that comparison.
Yeah, one of the first digital pictures I remember taking, there was the camera's leash in the photo that got the flash. And so it looked like there was just a glowing spiral or something like that.
Right.
And it took me a long time to figure that out.
Yeah. What are they called? Artifacts, I think, when there are slip-ups of the camera or screw-ups that translate into the image.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
it's
I think
artifact.
Artifacts is the term for it.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you're... on our Facebook page, we've been talking all day today about Giorgio Tsoukalos, the ancient alien guy with the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At which point, the answer is obvious.
Aliens.
It's aliens.
Yes.
So today on our show, we're going to be covering all about Ouija boards. We're going to cover, scary stories and are they real? What's going on? I don't know. What do you think of Ouija boards? I can only assume what you think of Ouija boards. Apparently, you've come out as a potentially shady character.
Well, I think for the most part, it's probably harmless fun. But, it's like with most paranormal things, there's a lot of stories out there told by people that are very peculiar in ways that are... practically identical. So, there are stories of people using Ouija boards and unexplained incidents and so forth following on from that. It's hard to say, really. I regard myself as skeptical of all of these kinds of things. But on the other hand, where's the fun in that?
All right, when we come back on Radio Wasteland, we'll be trying to figure out, are Ouija boards real on paper or on the application?
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, March 17th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Tuesday edition of Free Fire Radio will feature Joe Chimente, Executive Director of the Shasta Builders Exchange. Where are the new jobs coming from for our area, and what skills should the workers of tomorrow be learning today? We will also welcome Lucky Jasrani from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office with information about the upcoming Senior and Veterans Fraud Prevention Fair. Learn how to protect yourself from scams. Listen Tuesday, KCNR 1460, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We are discussing Ouija boards. So, you know what? There seem to be a lot of questions out there about Ouija boards, which is kind of weird because...
So what is a Ouija board if I don't know? I don't know what we're talking about here.
All right. A Ouija board is basically a board that has the alphabet. Well, specifically, it has the alphabet... Numbers 0 to 9, the words yes, no, hello, and sometimes has the word goodbye on it. And you use a heart-shaped piece of wood or plastic called a planchette to slide around on the top. So basically it's like a heart-shaped piece of wood with an opening in the middle. And as it slides over a letter, we then spell out words and, you know, we ask our questions and we get our answers.
And so what are we expecting? Again, I don't know anything about this. I got this board, I got these numbers, and I'm just putting my hand on the thing.
Right.
So you need multiple people for one thing.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're a firm believer, maybe you can do it yourself and feel confident, you know, but if you're trying to...
just your feet.
Right. If you're trying to communicate with other people or help somebody else communicate with the dead or spirits from beyond, you know, I think we had this discussion a little on our ghosts show. And that was, there's ghosts, which are people who were once alive and sure. have died and are hanging on and hanging out and communicating. Then there are potentially spirits that were never alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the Ouija board can be used to communicate with either of those things. And then, you know, from a religious standpoint, definitely communicate with dark beings like the devil and demons.
Did you come across any stories of people communicating with angels or positive Catholic or Christian entities?
Nothing Catholic or Christian, but there is quite a few people out there that consider divining and medium sorts of situations to be positive and benevolent.
Sure.
There's definitely those attitudes, you know, a lot of New Age. We were just talking about crystals out front. Crystals is a prime example of something that, you know, traditional religion a lot of the time would be very opposed to, where New Age religion a lot of the time finds a lot of positivity in. Mm-hmm. And so I think the Ouija board and divining in general.
A lot more wiggle room in there.
There's a lot more wiggle mm-hmm. room in there. But, you know, a lot of New Age religion seems to be unique to the believer.
Okay.
You know, I've found that they don't have, you know, whole churches. There's one person who believes these things and, you know.
The church is that section of the bookstore where you go into the back and there's like 50 self-published books and they're
right.
You know, they're all talking about different things and taking control of your life through psychic energy or what have you.
Right, right, right. And a lot of that does have supposed positive views. So I guess I should throw out there, if you have an opinion about this or if you have any questions for us about Ouija boards, give us a call back at 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. I just said call back because, you know, when I call people at work, I'm the one instigating the call. But in this case, I hope you're instigating the call. So now that we know what a Ouija board is, it is basically a device used to communicate with people that are not of this earth or entities not of this earth. You know, are Ouija boards real? You know, have you ever had an experience with the Ouija board?
In junior high, I messed around a little with the Ouija board and asked some questions and got some, you know, silly little answers and then asked, you know, what is it you want us to do or something like that? And the thing said, die. And so after that, we just stopped.
That was the
Yeah, good call on that one, probably.
Yeah, just, yeah,
that's enough.
We can't be friends any longer. Yeah, so who were you doing this with? No names, please.
Oh, just a friend in junior high, just me and another guy.
And you, did you feel confident that your friend was not moving the planchette around
at the time,
the board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, I'm upset that this is so often the case for me. I do not have a Ouija board experience.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, no, not yet. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, I do, technically. But it wasn't much.
Technically?
It wasn't much to write home about, you know, that it was really a big joke. But yeah, in college, we had this group where we would go and we would read our writing to each other. It was just a group among classmates, and it was called Seance. And right. that was kind of the joke, but one time on Halloween, we were like, what if we did an actual seance?
Right.
And so we got out a Ouija board and we started channeling dead authors.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Hemingway and we got, shoot.
Did Hemingway show up?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. We chatted. You know, we had a merry old time.
Hemingway's not going to turn down a party.
Yeah, yeah. Was he drunk?
I can only imagine on the finest ambrosias.
We're all Hemingway. We have booze and ladies. He's just all, ooh, I'm here.
I mean, we were drunk, so. I mean, there's
he
no
He just
doubt
showed up
that.
For the spirits?
I... okay. Yeah, I see what you did there.
So, but, do you feel...
I feel as though two members of the party were probably manipulating the results for
Were you
for
one of the
guys.
Two members?
I was not. I think I was fairly passive in this event. But, you know, it doesn't have to be two people in the party manipulating it or anything like that. in order for seemingly spooky results to arise. Mm-hmm. As far as I understand it, it's based on a phenomenon of unconscious muscle reflexes. Really no one has to intend to manipulate anything.
Well, if there's something, you know, I mean, even if that's the case, and we'll get to that.
Indeed.
You know, we'll get to the science behind the Ouija board. But at this point, even if that's the case, then that's not communicating with spirits.
No, absolutely.
So do you
not
think that it's possible to communicate with spirits via a Ouija board?
Do I think it's possible? Yeah.
Yeah.
But just for fun.
You're right.
So, I mean, I feel embarrassed to admit that, but yeah, I would say I have a lot of beliefs that stray into the category of surely our world is not so unmagical.
Right.
That this is not true.
Well, it might be.
So, right. So I would say, yeah, I do have a little bit of belief in this kind of thing.
I can't escape the idea that it's all a little bit of mumbo jumbo.
Sure.
You know, the science guy within me, I'm having a hard time believing it. And even if I do believe it, basically, there's like one or two mentions of spirit boards prior to Ouija boards. And Ouija board is actually a copyright of Hasbro.
Yeah.
And so my thought on the Ouija board is that it's not – let's say it's real. For the sake of argument, let's say it's real. People are communicating with spirits. My thought is that it wouldn't be the board. It would be the person.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know, because, you know, ghosts and spirits – did they get the memo? And what if they died before, you know, whenever it was that it came out? It came out in 1890.
That's true, but methods of automatic writing that were very, very similar to the Ouija board.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Were used 1,000 years ago.
Right.
So.
But even then, I would feel that it was the person,
of
not
course. Yeah. Well,
the
a Ouija
device.
Board is a piece of wood.
Yeah. Then the question
if you're
becomes,
lucky. If you're lucky,
you?
Yeah.
Are you then being manipulated and sort of possessed by something that's making you do that? Is it all coming from you?
Right.
Is it
speaking
an electromagnetic
through you?
Response?
Or, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So it is...
Yeah, speaking through you, or is it just your subconscious, like Buttonface was saying over here?
Trying to steal my moniker.
That's right.
It's Scarecrow face.
Yeah, Scarecrow face, right?
Scarecrow face, there you go.
Yeah, but... Even then, it could be a couple of things. If you feel that you know what a Ouija board is and how it's working, I would love for you to call in at 530-605-4567. If it is working the way that you're saying, Chris, it could be one of two things. It could be, and once again, this is taking in the idea that it is communicating. One is that you're channeling it through yourself. And the communication is happening. And the other is that some variation of spiritual remote viewing, that you are viewing what's going on in the afterlife somehow and then communicating that. So maybe the user, it is not such a subconscious thing that they are consciously, you know, because if you sit down to a medium with a crystal ball, you know, she's... You know, or I don't know. We don't have to get gender specific on the medium with the crystal ball. There, you know, they're feeling up the ball, and there's some smoke happening, and you know, they're telling you what's happening. They are an active participant in the communication, and so maybe in the real cases of Ouija boards with seances and a medium helping you, maybe the medium themselves is an active participant.
Right,
and that doesn't necessarily make it not real or. Or real.
Just a different understanding that we might have had before.
Right, right. And, you know, so by that argument, you know, one of the questions I kept running across when researching this was, you know, do homemade Ouija boards work? Do paper Ouija boards work? You know, does the app work? And my answer is no. I downloaded a couple of the apps, and some of them straight up just don't work. You know, trashed my phone. So I would say that if it is the person communicating it, then I would say that, yes, a homemade one would work.
All right, we'll be back on Radio Wasteland, and we'll find out what the Catholic Church thinks about the Ouija board and what the Bible has to say.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul & Mary to Reading's historic Cascade Theater March 11th. It's an evening of folk harmonies and songs of social justice, and you're invited to sing along. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul & Mary at the Cascade Theater, March 11th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're back with Radio Wasteland.
All right, and we're talking about Ouija boards. In our last segment, we covered, are Ouija boards real? I don't know if that's really a fair question for us to have addressed because, you know, the answer is, I don't know.
Well, they physically exist because we've seen them for sale.
Yeah, that thought crossed my mind, too, when I was first
asked. Case closed. Yeah, everyone. Totally. Go home.
Yeah, of course they're real, you know. You can buy them. They're from Hasbro. we were saying that in this segment we are going to discuss the views specifically of the Catholic Church first and then the Bible in general. The Catholic Church has been known to be a little bit more vocal about witchcraft and topics such as these, although I think that the Bible and religions that follow the Bible are pretty generally on the same side on this. And
they're usually pretty big on communicating with the dead.
They are, yeah. One guy in particular.
So is the Catholic Church, then, would you think they would be all about the Ouija board, being as that you can communicate with the dead?
No, the Catholic Church is absolutely not all about the Ouija board. The Church says, the Ouija board is far from harmless, as it is a form of divination seeking information from supernatural sources. The fact of the matter is the Ouija board really does work, and the only spirits that will be contacted through it are evil ones.
Huh.
Well.
So are the good spirits forbidden or just under some kind of gag order?
Well, I just made a joke here about how they're communicating with a dead guy, and I made the implication that it was Jesus. But arguably, Jesus was not a guy to begin with, so communicating through Jesus is not communicating with a dead guy. And that anybody who has died and has gone on to heaven is not coming back. You know,
there's just no direct line.
Right. You know, why would there be? Anything that's here. Mm-hmm. And I think the argument might also be that
can't dial a 9 first on the Ouija board.
Well, I mean, let's say you die and go to hell. There's probably no communication there either. So I think the argument would be that you're not communicating with a ghost at all.
Yeah.
You're communicating with a demon. A devil.
In our realm, not these other realms.
A negative entity that was never alive as we know it, but is solely there to tempt you and corrupt you. But Joe the other day actually enlightened me to a story in the Bible where, and I guess I'm jumping ahead past the Catholic Church, but, you know, they follow this book, so, you know, what am I going to do? Joe enlightened me to a story in the Bible where God called a person back from the dead and communicated with...
So here's Joe.
Okay, Joe, will you share this story?
So there's actually a story in the Bible where one of the kings named Saul kicked all the witches and people who could divine spirits and things like that out of his kingdom. And so then after that, what ended up happening, and I probably should... this is 1 Samuel chapter 28. So 1 Samuel chapter 28. So he ends up, then the Philistines end up coming back and wanting to attack and telling him that, you know, he's got to be in their army and blah, blah, blah.
Does that have to do with him kicking the mediums out?
No, this is a whole separate story.
So he's kicked the mediums out. Now he's under attack.
And now he's kind of under attack. So what he ends up doing is he disguises himself and dresses up. And so that he can go out to a medium or a witch on the outside of the town and wants that witch to bring back somebody from the past so he can talk with him and get advice, right? Mm-hmm. And so Saul ends up going out, and the witch instantly says, "Oh, no, I'm not going to divine this for you. You're trying to trick me and get killed. You know this is against the law." And he demands, "No, I want you to find Samuel." And then she screams, the witch screams, and he says, "What are you seeing?" And she said, "A ghost is rising from the ground, and it's who you're asking for." And so if she really was a witch and used to doing this, she wouldn't have reacted that way, right?
Right,
so she was actually surprised because a real ghost was coming up and spoke with Saul.
And so the implication here is that she either was not a very good witch or she did not believe that she could do this to begin with.
That's right.
Or Saul was the medium himself.
Who knows? But yeah. The point is it was apparently divined that this ghost was supposed to come and talk to him.
So basically this ghost was carrying a divine message.
A message.
Him.
True. Right.
And was the message a positive one?
Well, I don't actually remember if the message was positive or not. And I was reading here as I was preparing for this to try to get there. It's a pretty long story. But I think what's interesting is you can kind of glean that the Bible is saying, yeah, if God wants a ghost to speak to you or a spirit speak to you, it does happen other times in the Bible also, that it could happen. But the medium was surprised like it really never had happened before.
Right.
So
right.
So in that particular story, it does seem to underline that the mediums are not real and can't really do it, but it can be done by the guy who created the whole universe.
Yeah. Like so if you pull a fast one on the huckster and now he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I find this interesting on a number of levels. For one, this means that if you follow the Bible, you believe that spirits do exist. I mean, outside of the Holy Spirit, I'm talking spirits of the dead. You believe that that's possible. For two, more on a humorous level, is this Old Testament or New Testament?
So this is Old Testament. This is the story of the kings who were the first group of kings, and Saul was one of them. And if I remember correctly,
that's Samuel, like third, fourth book.
Yeah. But here's what Samuel, when brought back from the dead as a ghost, said, "If the Lord has turned away from you and is now your enemy, don't ask me what to do." Because remember, that's what Saul was asking for. "I've already told you the Lord has sworn to take the kingdom from you and give it to David." And David is later on David and Goliath, who ends up being the king and one of the great kings. And that's just what he's doing. When the Lord was angry with the Amalekite, because I can never say those things, he told you to destroy him, but you didn't. That's why the Lord is doing this to you. Tomorrow the Lord will let the Philistines defeat Israel's army. Then you and your sons will join me down here in the world of the dead.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's intense. And so that's definitely a divine message. So,
right.
Yeah, yeah. So the other part that I was finding humorous about this is that this is Old Testament, so we're looking at 4,000-ish years ago. And we have a written document documenting the very first medium scam artist.
Yeah, no matter where you stand on this, right? No matter where you stand on Christianity or the Bible or whatever, like you said, this was written thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
Even before that, as the Old Testament's written. And somebody had to clean out the whole place because there were so many mediums that they were a problem, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And it actually had to be biblically written down that even a king was going to deal, and this is even before Solomon. This is before Solomon. It's one of the first kings. And so even in the very beginning of written history, they're dealing with charlatans and mediums and scams and this very problem.
Yeah, and it could have been a Sumerian story before that.
Yeah,
yeah, I personally, as a non-Christian, still view the Bible as viable history.
Right.
As a non-Christian, obviously, I think there might be some embellishments in there, but on a historical level, I just think that it is absolutely hilarious that we were kicking out the fakes.
The fakes, even way back then, right?
You know, so let's say, for the sake of my argument, let's say none of this is real and that somebody just wrote this stuff down. Basically, that means 4,000 years ago, somebody was just all, "I am sick to death of this lousy advice and people taking my money."
Yeah.
And I come in and my husband and her brother and so on and so forth, they're yelling in my ear about the stuff that we should do. And my medium said this, and you know, it's $5.99 a minute.
Yeah.
You know, smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. right.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes you wonder, you know, the Ouija board, like, it's weird that it's made by Milton Hasbro or whatever, right? Because that's a kid's toy, and if we're really talking to demons and ghosts.
Right.
But
Poltergeist.
But like Sean brought up.
Have you seen some of these video games they got?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, there's games I can't play. but as Sean was saying, this idea of speaking to the dead or to some other realm has been going on forever.
Well, let me hit you with this. I have come armed with my own biblical lines. And Leviticus 19:31, "Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." Then later in 26, it says, "And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people."
Right. So if we have time, there's an interesting thing about this story. Mm-hmm. The backdrop of this story is that this king has already been fallen and told that he became evil and this other guy is going to take over, David.
Right.
And David was his right-hand man. So Saul's already fallen and the anointment's been taken away. So he is a fallen king chasing spirits and revenge and all these other things. If you read this story, it's him chasing and killing and doing all these wrong things. So it's interesting because this isn't a story of a godly man seeking spirits. Right. This is a story of a fallen disaster of a man seeking spirits.
Right. And, you know, I have a hard time putting human thought onto an omnipotent being, but I'll put some on there for him that he basically was saying to himself, okay, well, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to my followers. Apparently this is the only thing that you're going to listen to. So, you know. Let's talk to you in the level that.
So, what does that mean for us when we're looking to the Ouija boards and things like that?
Well, from what Sean was saying earlier, it seems that God would have communicated with him through a ghost at some point, or you know,
of a drunk Hemingway.
Yeah, drunk Hemingway would have come to him and basically said, you know,
that would be Sean's angel, by the way, a drunk Hemingway.
All right, so we're talking about Ouija boards.
Ouija boards. Coming up next, we're going to find out were the Ten Commandments the original Ouija board?
Ooh,
on Radio Wasteland.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
I had mercifully almost forgotten.
Welcome back. Once again, thanks for joining us at Radio Wasteland on 1460 AM.
All right, in our last section, we were talking about what does the Bible and what does the Catholic Church think about Ouija boards. One thing that I was hoping to quickly cover in the last segment is I found a lot of people online as I was researching this asking if Ouija boards were illegal.
Ooh.
Which I thought was kind of a ridiculous question. I mean, if it's, goodness. You know, if...
Well, in the South, you never know.
Well, no. I mean, it's legal to burn the flag. Yeah. So you would think that, you know, Ouija boards would be legal, you know. As long as you're not...
It wouldn't surprise me if we found one state where they're like, hey, no.
Well, the one place I did find was in Nigeria. It's illegal to engage in occult activities, which is a pretty broad... spectrum, but I can only imagine what the
driving on the
is.
Wrong side of the road.
right. Oh, he's dividing traffic.
Yeah.
No, that's dividing traffic.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so earlier Sean brought up the science behind Ouija boards. So what do scientists have to say about Ouija boards and, you know, why people believe that they work?
Yeah, what do they say?
Ideomotor phenomenon. Is why they say it works.
They say that and then they throw down a smoke pellet and run away.
Right.
Oh. That's the entire argument, really.
And ideomotor phenomenon is the idea that your subconscious brain is moving it around.
Hmm.
Now, I do have an experience of my subconscious brain, or my wife and I refer to it as the reptilian brain, that little chunk of brain inside your head that does what it wants to and has nothing to do with anything else. One night I was sleeping on the couch and I woke up. So when you sleep, your brain severs ties to your motor systems.
Sure.
So that as you have a dream of running and jumping and stuff like that, you are less likely to actually act out those movements with your body. We all know they do happen, you know, so there's something called sleep paralysis. And one time I was on the couch sleeping and I woke up and I couldn't move. I could hear my family talking in the kitchen. Later found out what they were saying, so this is all true. It did happen. And I just couldn't move. I tried to yell. I was terrified. I basically ended up panicking myself back to sleep. And when I woke up again, you know, my body was working, and it's never happened to me since.
Very strange.
So this idea that your body could do subconscious actions in order to communicate, well, then, you know, I definitely see that as possible, which is probably not shocking, seeing how I feel that I'm skeptical of a lot of things. But
sure.
I don't know. What do you think of the science behind this?
You haven't told me a whole lot about it. So,
well,
I mean,
it's just
the
idea.
If that's the only thing, I mean, is there no other research saying, I mean, anything at all besides, oh, it's just your subconscious? I mean, that's a pretty vague answer right there.
Well, we do know that your subconscious and your conscious are actually separate on some level. We do know this happens, so the science behind it would be sleep paralysis was really my only example of true.
It reminds me a little of what I've heard the science explained behind deja vu, where your brain is seeing the thing before the part of your brain that comprehends it is comprehending it. You've already seen it and started to process it with a part that doesn't comprehend it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's a skip.
Yeah, so that's kind of reminds me a little bit of something like that, which is not definitive by any means.
So
as far as science, I feel.
You personally find it more believable that it's a spirit?
Yeah, until I hear otherwise or see some evidence, you know.
So basically, just to clarify and put this out there, you think that ideomotor phenomenon is less likely than dead people communicating with you as spirits.
Or the spirit of yourself, the group you're with.
Channeling.
Maybe, channeling as
well,
some kind of physical energy instead of just,
right,
yeah, that's
I,
in the
I guess
back
what
of
I'm
mind.
Saying here is that you think that it's more likely that spirits exist than that your body is wishful thinking it out there for you.
Well, when you put it that way, it's hard to say for sure. But yeah, why not? Yeah.
I've
seen
it's more
some
fun
crazy
to believe
stuff.
I mean, I agree with that. You know,
we've got some crazy things that go on in our little suburban track house. My wife and I have compared notes and seen some of the same things, and it kind of freaks us out a little. We're gonna get ourselves a Ouija board so that maybe next week we can spend a few minutes, you know, going over what we've talked about here and seeing if we've had any success with that. And maybe we can have her call in with a story about it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to come over for that one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, if, you know, I got weird hours, so it's going to happen regardless.
Yeah. Well, right. It's going to happen at literally the witching hour.
Well, I'm happy to do this with you. And do I say her name online or do I refer to her as the other? With you and the other, I'm happy to...
Yeah, you can say my special lady.
With your special lady friend.
Hi, baby.
Because I know that you guys aren't going to fake it.
No, definitely not.
You know, I agree that... I feel confident that you're coming into it with a...
analytical
mind.
The same wouldn't be trying to fake it for positive results or anything, or negative results.
Right.
Either way, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The fun is in knowing.
Yeah.
You know, or unfortunately, with a lot of these things, unfortunately, if it does nothing, then you still don't know.
Yeah. And I still have a scientific mind and I want to know
absolutely.
For sure either way.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, are Ouija boards fake? I don't know. Personally, my thought is yes. But that does not mean that they don't work. I would think more so that it is the person making that happen.
And has Hollywood done this to us?
Hollywood has done this to us in its most famous horror movie.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. Reagan was communicating with.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of the demon in it?
Was it Legion?
It was Legion. It was Legion later on. We are Legion. But I was thinking that you were going to get the Twisted Sister reference.
What is the Twisted Sister reference?
Captain Howdy.
Oh, that's right. It was Captain Howdy. This is my friend Captain Howdy.
Yeah. Then Twisted Sister has the song Stay Away from Captain Howdy. Right. but it seems like in the past 3-4 years, Ouija boards have exploded in popularity in the movies. There is the Ouija board experiment, the Ouija board experiment 2.
Oh.
Now there's one just came out in 2016 called Ouija. Amityville 3 was all about communications via Ouija.
Maybe we need Ouija tees. Is there a t-shirt with a Ouija board on it? And then we can just, like, you know, throw darts or paintballs.
Yeah. You know, in all of my – I like that. Yeah. It's somewhere between Ouija board and Jackson Pollock. Mm-hmm. You communicate with Jackson Pollock by spilling paint on it. Yeah. In all my research about this stuff, I definitely found a lot of funny ones. You know, Ouija board underwear that say goodbye across the butt.
Uh-huh.
You know, stuff like that. So there's definitely a big market out there for Ouija boards, but we're coming up on the end of our show. We've been discussing Ouija boards. But before we hit the end of this show, we would like to tell you what we got coming up next week. Next week, we're going to be discussing the types and shapes of UFOs. UFOs is a topic that we haven't dealt with on this show yet.
No, not as of yet.
No.
And so what does that stand for, in case I'm just, brand new to all this stuff?
Unidentified flying objects.
All right.
Space aliens.
Space aliens.
Actually, it's not space aliens. You know, this is something that a lot of people get crossed up on. A UFO is solely an object. It could be the government. It could be
it's just unidentified, that's all. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It could be
Chauncey launched out of a catapult.
Right, lit on fire, launched out of a potato gun. You know.
Until you know that's Chauncey. Yeah. It's a UFO.
Yeah, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Chauncey, fired out of a potato gun.
Mystery solved.
Yeah, there are a lot of different shapes of UFOs out there, and we don't know if they're all tied together. You know, obviously there's saucers. It seems the next biggest one seems to be triangular spacecraft. One that I've heard a lot about here more new is the cigar-shaped.
That's kind of like what my boy and I saw last summer downtown.
Really?
A cigar-shaped one?
Yeah, we both were like very surprised, looked up, turned our head and looked back, and it was just totally gone. And looked at each other like, what the heck was that?
Wow.
Well, online I saw a couple of pictures of cigar-shaped ones, and I really felt that they just as easily could have been a side shot of a saucer.
Or a dirigible or something.
Right. So, well, next week it's types and shapes of UFOs.
Ooh.
This is Radio Wasteland. We hope you join us next week at 6 p.m.
Monday.
KCNR.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower.
SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Dismantling much of former President Obama's health care overhaul. The plan would repeal the law's fines on people who don't purchase health insurance. Instead of the statute's income-based premium subsidies, people would get tax credits based on age. The subsidies would phase out for higher-earning people. Mr. Obama's expansion of Medicaid to more lower-income people would continue until 2020. The bill would eventually change how the federal government helps finance that program. President Trump has unveiled his long-awaited revamped travel ban.
There are a number of major differences from the original ban blocked by a federal judge 1 month ago. The new restrictions include travelers from six majority Muslim countries seeking visas, but it excludes Iraq after that country.